At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into another edition of Inside the Parker. And yes, opening day, the first podcast of the new season 2024. Former Major League pitcher Mark Mulder will stop by. Also, J.R. Gamble's back. Anthony Masterson's back. David Gascon's back. All that and more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
We can't start this Major League Baseball season without talking about the Shohei Ohtani gambling scandal with his interpreter. It's just impossible to ignore. It's too big. And we know that on Tuesday, Shohei issued a statement, finally talking about it, claimed that he has never bet on any sport. Forget about baseball. He's never bet on any sport. And he sticks to the claim that basically he was robbed by his long-time friend, trainer, interpreter. And that is what happened and why $4.5 million was sent to an illegal bookie in California. So he's saying that he's done nothing wrong. He's the victim in this. And the one thing I will say, there's a lot of stuff that's still fishy, how someone can get into your bank account and send $4.5 million, and not all at once, and payments. You know, so the bank never alerted him to find out why so much money was going out. That sounds strange to me, that he had no idea that $4.5 million was disappearing. And let's not forget, we know he signed a $700 million contract, but he ain't got that money yet. So it's hard for me to believe that he doesn't know. This year for the Dodgers, he's only going to make $2 million. And I know he has money, but man, $4.5 million disappear and you have no idea. So this will all come out in the wash. The big story is that he's not attached to baseball gambling, because that's the death wish, the death warrant. That's the bad part. We saw an icon in Pete Rose have his legacy and his chance at the Hall of Fame destroyed. And if any way, anyhow, Shohei's name is attached to that, it'll be bad news. Bad news for baseball, bad news for the Dodgers, and bad news for Shohei Ohtani. But a man is innocent until proven guilty. So we're going to watch this guy play. We'll let the investigations go through the protocol and the procedures, and then we'll find out more. So until then, I'm going to watch Shohei. I'm going to enjoy him until I hear different. You should too.
Number two.
Of all the players I want to take a look at and zero in this season, it's not Yamamoto, came over from Japan, $325 million, the biggest contract for a pitcher. He's not the guy I want to look at, even though I'm interested to see how he pitches after he was bombed in his first start in the big leagues in Seoul, Korea against the Padres. It is Juan Soto. Juan Soto, who is finally coming up to his contract year. He's now going to play for the New York Yankees. He's on a big stage. He's in a new ballpark. I mean, he went to the Padres for about a year and a half. He made the All-Star team last year, but I still wasn't that impressed. It didn't seem like the same Juan Soto who helped the Washington Nationals win a World Series and was offered $440 million. That's right, a half a billion dollars practically that he turned down. So what's going to happen here? Will he wilt playing in the Bronx, playing for an organization that plays big games every night and everything matters, and a crowd and fan base that doesn't just cheer its players if things aren't going well, or does he excel? I've heard some people predict he's going to win the American League MVP playing in the Bronx and at Yankee Stadium. And boy, what a payday it'll be. I'm going to stand by this. I do not believe, even with an MVP year, even with a really good year, that he makes over $500 million. I'm still not convinced of that. I know he's a young player. I know he's talented. But I would be shocked if he went from turning down $440 million to making $500 or $600 million.
Number three.
Are you looking for a baseball hot take? Yeah. I had one on MLB Now with Brian Kenny on the MLB Network, and I'm delivering it to you here. The Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks will not, N-O-T, make the playoffs. I know. Yes, both win the World Series. The Rangers won the World Series, Rob. Hello. Is this on? What are you talking about? It's funny, Bruce Bochy's won three World Series with the Giants, and guess what? Every year after, his team didn't make the playoffs. Here's the problem I also have with the Rangers. No Montgomery, who was big for them on the mound. Scherzer starting the season hurt. And they didn't do anything in the offseason. They already had a big payroll. They already paid their players. So they didn't upgrade. You can't come back basically with the same team and expect the same results. And that division is a tough division in the AL West. I'm going to go against the Rangers for repeating, not only repeating as a World Series champ, but even making the playoffs. And then the 84-win Arizona Diamondbacks, where everything worked out for them last year, same here. They made a couple of moves. They got a starting pitcher. They added a little home run bop to their lineup. It ain't going to be enough. That was an 84-win team last year, and it was held together with popsicle sticks, tape, glue, whatever, bubble gum. It's going to come undone this year. I'm not buying that they're going to make a playoff run, and here we go. Remember, last year the Padres didn't make the playoffs in the NL, and neither did the San Francisco Giants. Those two teams are better than the Arizona Diamondbacks. And they will be able to knock the Diamondbacks, one of those two teams, out of the playoffs. So there you go.
Number four.
And here's a bonus. Last but not least, my World Series pick. Wake the kids, call the neighbors. I know you're going to say, Rob, this is lazy, but it's lazy. I'm going to go back to a rematch of the 1981 World Series. Yes, producer Rob G wasn't born, 1981. The Dodgers against the New York Yankees. The 2024 season started tumultuously with the Shohei betting scandal, and it will end on a high note with the two biggest markets, the two storied franchises playing finally in the World Series, and there'll be record-breaking TV ratings for baseball. The Yankees will beat the Dodgers in six games. You heard it right here on Inside the Park.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome in former Major League All-Star Mark Mulder, who, of course, was a two-time All-Star, AL wins leader in 2001, and made a name for himself with the Oakland A's. Welcome into the podcast. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We're going to talk some baseball, the start of the season, and all that stuff. But first, I want to talk about your golf outing, and it's the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic, which is coming up April 19th through the 21st at in Irving, Texas. Can you talk about the event? Because I know it features 78 PGA Tour champions and 40 sports and entertainment stars. It's a star-studded list.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. Man, it allows us ex-athletes, Hollywood people, whatever, it allows us to compete, you know, and we get to compete right along in the same group with the Champions Tour guys. So, you know, a lot of these Champions Tour guys are the ones that I watched, I can't say as a kid, because some of them are only maybe four or five years older than me, but some of them are 15. So, you know, I grew up watching a lot of these guys play, and, you know, to be able to play in the same group and form friendships with a lot of them over the years makes for a really good time. It's at Las Colinas Country Club. It's entry is free. We draw some really good crowds for the three-day tournament and even the Pro-Am rounds, which are a couple days earlier on that Wednesday and Thursday prior to the tournament starting. But, you know, just playing along these guys is a lot of fun because you just don't – a lot of people don't realize – I mean, I get it. They're Champions Tour guys. They're older. But, man, they can flat-out golf their ball. And, you know, people have said to me, like, I can play a little bit. And they're like, Mark, you're going to try the Champions Tour when you get older or get old enough? And I always laugh at it and say, yeah, if they want me to come play a tournament, you know, something like that, I'd love to. But the reality is, man, you have no chance of beating most of these guys. And the talent is just off the charts.
I was looking at the name of some of the guys who are going to be there. Pretty impressive. You, Smoltz, we know what a golfer he is. Greg Maddux, Tony Romo, we always hear about his golf ability. Albert Pujols, Brian Urlacher, the Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez. It's a pretty impressive list. Who's the best out of those guys I just named?
Well, I'd love to just sit here and say me.
Right, I get that.
I'm kidding. But the reality is you know, whether it's myself, Tony, Smoltz, Marty Fish, there's a handful of us. A lot of the guys, you know, they're there for fun. There's a handful of us who are really there to try to win the event, to win the tournament. Everybody's going to, you know, do their best to win it, but there's a small handful of us. I believe Annika's playing again. She'll obviously be up there. It's awesome playing with her, obviously. But It's you know, we can all play a little bit. It's just kind of who kind of makes more putts, because we're on a different format. The Champions Tour guys, they're playing score. We just do a Stableford, so it's all based off points. So, you know, the more birdies you make, the more points you get. So for us, it becomes a little bit of a putting contest, and who's going to putt the best generally wins.
Yep. Hey, it sounds like it's a good time. And for people who want to check it out, they could get free tickets, which is pretty incredible, to come by and watch these guys play. So you can get free tickets. Fans can register at www.invitedcelebrityclassic.com. Invitedcelebrityclassic.com. All right, Mark, let's talk about the start of the 2024 baseball season, which started in Seoul, South Korea. Dodgers and Padres going at it. And, boy, after the first game, which the Dodgers came back and won with Shohei's debut with the Dodgers, a bombshell of baseball with the whole gambling scandal with his interpreter and $4.5 million and all this. So there's a lot of stuff that's still coming out in facts and all that.
Sure.
But just, Mark, since all sports have really gotten in bed with the gambling houses in Vegas and odds makers, this is something that I think we're going to see more and more, where people get caught up in the gambling aspect of sports.
Well, I think just like anything in this world, everything has become easier for everybody. So you just put, you just put an app on your phone now. And, you know, the thing that's weird to me, and since it's happened, I just find it a little ironic. You know, we've everywhere in the clubhouse, every big league clubhouse, every minor league clubhouse, it's everywhere. It's posted. Do not gamble on sports. Do not gamble on baseball. Do not, like, it's up there right in the clubhouse. Gambling is not allowed. You know, there, it's on every door of the clubhouse. It's everywhere. All these teams now, I don't know if you want to say in bed, but they have deals. Like, you know, it's all over the
stadium. I would say in bed. I mean, it's
just
the facts, you know?
Yeah, let's face reality. Like, you don't want anybody, the players aren't allowed to do it, which I totally get why, clearly. But point is that the teams are profiting off it. Teams have deals. They have sponsorship deals. They have logos everywhere. They have all this stuff. So why then are people surprised when it does happen? You know, it's just become too easy. It's become, you see it with a few golfers a couple years ago got suspended for just 20, 40 bucks on something in golf.
Right.
And it didn't even have anything to do with them.
Right. And we saw it in the NFL. Guys have already been suspended in the NFL for betting on the NBA and other stuff. You know what I mean? But still, they're doing it in the facility, which is against rules. It's a murky water, and we don't know how this thing will play out, but it just wasn't, I'm sure, what baseball wanted for a $700 million man, you know, right out the gate, that is talk of everything other than baseball. So that,
yeah,
was
you
no
just,
doubt
you
about
just
it.
Hope, yeah, you just hope that he, I obviously, I don't know what's going on or anything. You just hope that something doesn't happen where he was somewhat involved in any of it.
Right.
Because that would clearly not be good. So that's something you hope baseball avoids. It's a bad start to the season to have this come out and happen when it did.
And also, then the Dodgers got a double whammy. Their $325 million man, Yamamoto, made his start in Game 2 against the Padres. And a lot of pressure, $325 million. He's in a, you know, going to move into a new country and, you know, learn all kinds of stuff. And a first start, I'm sure there's pressure on him, Mark, signing that kind of a deal. And he got beat up by the Padres, couldn't get out of the first inning, four hits, a walk, 43-pitch inning. ERA stands at 45.00. And yeah, these kind of things happen. And he allowed, five runs in the one inning that he did pitch, I should say. So, yeah. What do you make of a start like that? That can happen, can it?
Yeah, you just – this is one of those you forget about it. As a pitcher, you forget about it and you move on. I get it. It's his first start. You almost have to treat him and look at this a little bit like a rookie, like a top prospect. I totally understand. He's not. he has experience, but he doesn't have Major League Baseball experience. And, you know, it's I can't imagine what it would be like to have that amount of pressure coming to a new country, getting that amount of money. Like, say, if I went and played overseas back in the day and had some huge deal. That can happen to anybody. So give him a little bit of time. Obviously, he has good stuff. He knows how to pitch. It's just let's pump the brakes a little bit. And I always say this to guys who, you know, the media, they want to crown people the other way.
Too quickly. Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
It's like, let's give this young guy a few years and let's see what happens. And I always go back to, Matt Harvey. I always go back to that. And I was doing TV at stuff at the time, and I got so annoyed having to constantly talk about him and make such a big deal about him. It's like, let's give him a few years. Let's see what happens. They want to crown these guys, and it's the same thing. Now, you know, they want to bash him for one bad start. It's like, listen, this is a long season. A lot of things are going to go right for him because of his talent. He's going to be just fine. Every team is going to make adjustments to him. Had he dealt in his first start, just like he's going to make adjustments now. And I'm willing to guess he's going to be much better in his next start.
Our guest is Mark Mulder, former major league pitcher, who, of course, broke in with the Oakland A's and two-time All-Star. Mark, you know, it's funny you talk about that crowning people. I remember having a debate on MLB Network about Ellie De La Cruz, who's a fantastic young player, but people wanted to send him to the All-Star game after the first 3 weeks, you know? And I was like, dude, you got to pump the brakes. Let the guy play. Let's let it play out and we'll see how it happens. And he started off great and he really struggled the second part of the season, but I think he'll be a tremendous player, but I think we need to be careful. Let's talk about the upcoming season quickly. I mean, can you not want to pick the Dodgers in the National League with the talent? They're loaded. I mean, I imagine a team where you pick up Shohei Ohtani, but you also have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, just to name a couple. I mean, that has to be some trio. They have to be the favorites going into the season.
Yeah, I don't see how they can't be. I mean, just the lineup up and down, the names. But, you know, I always say this, it come playoff time, we all know this. It's not always the best team that wins. It's the hottest team. So it's just about getting to the playoffs. You saw it with the D-backs last year. The thing I find interesting is, you know, a lot of the Dodgers, what they're doing, the only thing about the Dodgers that they do is I feel like they do a little better job of putting together a complete team. And I always compare it to what the late 2000s, you know, Yankees went out. They just, you know, or all of 2000s. Yankees wanted to go out and just buy everybody, you know, the years that I was playing. And it didn't always turn into what you expected because you didn't have the right mix of personalities. You know, sometimes the personalities, the clubhouse is way more important than just the names, the big names on the back of the jerseys. So you can't just expect the Dodgers to go out and just perform, although – I find it hard to believe that they won't. The up and down their starters, they're just that much better, I would have to assume.
And one other guy I want to take a look at is Juan Soto, who was traded from the Padres to the Yankees. Here's a guy who turned down almost half a billion dollars, $460 million from the Nationals, goes to San Diego, has an okay couple of year and a half there, you know, okay for him. But how big of a year is this for him? And how do you think his game plays at Yankee Stadium?
Well, I mean, I think it plays anywhere. But, you know, when you have that short porch, I mean, not that I don't watch a ton of baseball, I guess, since I quit doing TV stuff a handful of years ago. But what I have seen is how well he uses the whole field. And, you know, he kind of hits a lot of those top spin line drives off the right field wall. Well, guess what? Those are all going out in Yankee Stadium. So,
true.
You know, I mean, as short as that porch is in right field and right center, you know, you just don't want to see him because he goes the other way so well that you don't want to see him possibly get it all pull happy like what happens with some left-handed free agent guys that they've signed over the last 10, 20 years, just to where they get a little bit happy trying to hit it out to right field. But he's just so talented and still so incredibly young. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, he's been in the big leagues for quite a while, considering how young he is. So, and obviously had a lot of success. I have no reason other than to believe he'd have a big year this year for the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. You don't want to change your approach. You don't want to try to jack the ball to right field. Just do what you do, and enough will go out normally. Yep. You know, I agree with that. So, again, Mark Mulder, our guest, I want to tell people again, it's the Invited Celebrity Classic. It's coming up April 19th and 21st in Irving, Texas. If you want to go and hang out and see, take in some golf and see these guys, go to www.invitedcelebrityclassic.com. Free tickets for fans. All you got to do is register online. Mark, always a pleasure. We appreciate you, my man, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's that? That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
With all the fanfare surrounding the Dodgers' offseason acquisitions and the media pressure involved with a team that's supposed to win, J.R., is it foul or fair to say that Dave Roberts has the most pressure than any manager entering the 2024 season?
Fair. It's a fair ball. With the exception of the 2020 COVID World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers have been the Buffalo Bills of baseball. Since taking over in 2016, Roberts has won over 100 games five times and never lost more than 71 games in any season. He's led the Dodgers to first place finishes in the National League West Division every season except 2021, and they finished second that year. He's been to three World Series and won just one. The way they bowed out last season was embarrassing, and now he's trying to juggle a star-studded team of egos while dealing with the distraction of a gambling scandal with prized Japanese slugger Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Everyone already has the Dodgers penciled in for the World Series after getting swept 3-0 in the first round of the playoffs last season. The fans are restless, and the heat is on for Roberts to manage all of that talent and get them to the promised land, or he might be gone, no matter how much Magic Johnson loves him.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
The promise of another MLB season is upon us, and with it some very interesting storylines to look for in the upcoming campaign. The biggest story coming out of LA, at least on the field at this point, is Shohei Ohtani's record $700 million deal with the Dodgers, making him the face of LA. Last year's AL Home Run King is looking to become just the second player to win MVP in both leagues, joining Frank Robinson. That Dodgers lineup boasts three former MVPs at the top of the order, becoming the first team to claim that since the 1983 Phillies with Rose, Morgan, and Schmidt. The Yankees missed the playoffs for the first time since 2016, suffering through their worst season since 1992. They acquired three-time All-Star Juan Soto to help an offense that only had a better team average than Oakland in the AL. Soto is the first player to ever make three All-Star teams and get traded twice before turning 26. Now, with the rule changes last year, stolen bases were up in a big way, with the league cracking the 3,500 stolen base benchmark for the first time since 1987, and only the fourth time in the modern era, while the average time of game of 242 was the lowest for a season since 1984. Now, can the Rangers become the first team to repeat since the 98-2000 Yankees? 2024 has a lot to tell us.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money.
Love that money.
Rob, what's up, man? I'm happy to return. A new season of Major League Baseball is upon us, and we got all kinds of drama, especially out west in Los Angeles with the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani. So that'll start the festivities off. Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Miller versus Zach Thompson, the St. Louis Cardinals. This game's going to be on Apple TV at 10:10 Eastern, 7:10 Pacific in LA. So I'll take the Dodgers in game number one. Joe Musgrove had a strong couple of seasons with San Diego. No more Blake Snell, so it could be Musgrove's show to own. Padres and Giants from San Diego. I'm going to take the Friars in that contest as well. Astros and Yankees, this should be a lot of fun, especially given the dynamics of these two teams over the last handful of seasons. Yankees trying to get over the top in the American League East this year. Christian Javier will be going for the Astros. I'm going to take Houston, so it's all three home teams to open things up.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 1,055 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL? It's opening day! Nobody celebrates opening day better than baseball. And you know what? It brings back memories of opening days growing up as a kid in New York, going to Shea Stadium. And opening day meant the world to me. So much of my love for baseball started at an early age. And my family knew how much I loved baseball. Even my mom, who was a stickler for school and about getting your work done. But when I was in junior high school, my mom used to write a fake doctor's note for me so that I could leave school early, so that I could get home to watch the Mets on opening day. I had to see the first pitch of the season on TV. I couldn't come home in the third or fourth inning. I had to see it from the beginning. And back then, I was a Mets fan. I wasn't a reporter. I was a fan. Opening day that stands out to me the most dates back to college, 1983. I was a student at Southern Connecticut State University. Me and my three buddies, we hopped in the car. We barely had money for tickets, but we had to see Tom Seaver return to the Mets. We drove from New Haven, Connecticut. And I can remember standing up in our seats in the bleachers and watching Tom Seaver walk from the bullpen and to the mound. What a moment it was! In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.